Take your sheets off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind.
Well, hello, everyone. Good evening. This is your girl, Titania, here in the E-Lounge. And, of course, I got my girls with me, Annette, Kelly, and Shankar. Say hello, ladies.
Hello, everyone.
Well, we are so excited about this evening because it's one of our topics that we love to talk about. But before I begin, before I introduce our special guest, I want to make a special announcement. Our co-host, Kelly, is celebrating a birthday tomorrow, and we, the ladies in the E-Lounge, want to give our girlfriend a happy, happy birthday. You all celebrate Kelly this week. She is celebrating all week, and we are so excited that God has blessed her with another year, because, you know, we're always looking for a way to celebrate, right? And so happy birthday, Kelly, from your sister girlfriends here in the lounge. You are an amazing friend, an amazing co-host. And we so enjoy hanging out with you every single week. Say happy birthday, Shankar and Annette.
Happy birthday, Kelly. Oh, I love you guys. Thank you so much. We love you too.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Well, we want to just kick it off with Kelly's birthday because we all know, look, everything that we've been through in the last year, we're going to celebrate every single way that we can. So blessings to you, Kelly. We wish you continued blessings on your life and that God continues to just bless you abundantly. So now let me introduce our guest speaker this evening. So all month long, we have been talking about cool jobs and cool careers and cool businesses. And we are so excited to have Ms. Gwen Hurt in the lounge this evening. And Kelly, this is right up your alley, girl, because you know how we love our wine, right? So what a perfect conversation we're going to have this evening. So let me just give you a little bit about Gwen. She is the founder of Shoe Crazy Wine. Shoe Crazy Wine is a wine brand and distribution company with corporate headquarters in Virginia and subsidiaries in North Carolina and Georgia. They offer many varieties of wines created in California, Washington State, and Michigan with partner vineyards. Prior to launching Shoe Crazy Wine, Gwen was an executive for a Fortune 300 tech company based in Asia. She built a global organization of high-performance cross-cultural team members located in multiple countries. Gwen is alumni of the Goldman Sachs 10K Small Business Accelerator Program. Well, Shoe Crazy Wine is also a distribution company in three states. They are located in Sam's Club, Totally Wine, Walmart, Andrews Air Force Base, and the Coast Guard Navy Exchange, and also on Food Lion. So we are so excited, Gwen, to have you in the E-Lounge this evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for that lovely introduction. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. We get excited when we talk about wine, Gwen, so we get thrilled to death. I have my bottle of wine right here in the E-Lounge. I want to kind of open it up and ask you a question, because I just love the name of your wine company. So how did you come up with the name Shoe Crazy Wine?
Okay, so first, before I do that, I'd like to say happy birthday to Kelly again. And her birthday is tomorrow, and so is mine. So we have that in common as well.
Oh, my God! My birthday twin! Oh, my God!
It's not very often that I meet someone with the same birthday. And so happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday, twin.
Nothing like a Taurus, right?
Absolutely, Gwen. Absolutely.
So I've got my wine here with me. I'm wearing my fabulous shoes. So to answer your question, I at one time owned about 300 pairs of shoes. I was just one of those, you know, shoe folks. And so the name came about because I had made some wine in my kitchen and using a wine kit. And this was like in 2006 or five, I can't remember when. And I, you know, made about 100 bottles of wine from this kit. And I was standing there going, ooh, now what do I name it? I've got to be a vintner or something. I mean, I just made this Chianti. And my daughter kind of sucked her teeth and looked at me and said, name it something you love. And I said, well, I love wine and I'm crazy about shoes. So Shoe Crazy Wine was kind of born that day. It was called Shoe Crazy Vintners at the time. And I kind of printed out a label on my computer and slapped it on all the bottles. So that was my kind of foray into naming Shoe Crazy. But of course, it didn't become a company until years later. So that's kind of the history of the name.
Well, I love it. I love the name. We have some shoe lovers here on the line as well. And, of course, wine, like I mentioned, we all love and enjoy good wine. So, Annette, I know you had a couple questions for Gwen.
I did. See, you know I love a good story. Gwen, I love a success story. And can we talk about your setback being a setup for success? Because I read all about the business and how you actually got started. And I think faith sometimes should be a huge part of the business plan. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, the reason I'm in wine is because I was actually downsized. I built an organization of hundreds and hundreds of people that supported the company globally. And when we were, we had gotten to a stage where this organization was now reporting to the board of directors and the annual report. And they needed someone with an Ivy League degree to lead it. And so I was summarily replaced with someone with an Ivy League degree. And I thought, wow, that HBCU, degree built this thing. But okay, mm-hmm. The Chinese are very, very, particular about the pedigree of, education and whatever. And nobody had ever heard of Lincoln University in China. I mean, let's, be real. And so I was replaced. And then 2 days after that, my daughter and I were in a terrible car accident. So I lost my job and I lost my ability to walk temporarily during that time. And so that was my huge setback. But also, a time where, you're part of, a grand scheme, if you will. You just don't know about it. Yeah, that was the setback.
Yeah, God had a different plan, my dear, and I'm glad you're in the wine business now and flourishing.
When I, was in my room and kind of trying to figure out, why this had all happened to me, you don't really have that, aha moment. You just say, I've got to get up. I can't stay in here. So I got my walker and I got up on my walker and I had these braces on my back and my neck and it was the most painful, steps I'd ever taken. And I kind of walked out into my great room, and my daughter was also injured in that accident. Her bursar sac and her hip was destroyed. And so she's on a cane, I'm on a walker, and I just said, we're going into the wine business. And she basically said, well, what kind of drugs did you get at the hospital that I didn't get? Because how are we going to do this? how are we doing this exactly? And I really didn't know, but I went about figuring out how to get into the wine business. So I think, that is an integral part of when you have a setback. And you're right, God had a bigger plan because you look up at the ceiling and you go, why me? Why am I in this situation right now? And that plan was there, but you just don't see it at the time.
Absolutely. Had a bigger vision. I love it, Gwen. One of the other things I love, I come from an ag background, so I was really intrigued when I read about sustainability. Can you explain a little bit to our viewers why that was so important to you as well?
Well, that was important when I started my company because I'm all about, making sure the environment is taken care of. I wasn't just one of those people that would recycle and say, that's my contribution. I just felt that, any land that's farmed or whatever, we should use sustainable measures for that. And so I was only partnering with vineyards that practice sustainable measures in terms of cleaning the water and recycling it back into the land. So that's why. It's just always been a thing with us and my family.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that, Gwen. I think everybody needs to take part in that. We forget about the environment, but we're seeing these changes, right? We're seeing these changes that are happening. So that's amazing. So, Tanya, I know you had a couple other questions.
I do. So, Gwen, let me ask you this. As I'm sitting here listening, there's always, as Annette mentioned, there's always, challenges and what kind of was the setback to set you up. Well, what would you say has been your biggest challenge in this business?
The biggest challenge for me initially was actually figuring out how to get into the business without owning a vineyard. I received a buyout from my company, but nothing that would allow me to buy a vineyard. And so I then went about thinking, how do I do this without having to be a farmer, because a farmer I was not, can't wear heels in the fields. That was a huge challenge. So there's been like big ones along the way. I can't say which was the biggest. I can tell you which was the worst. The biggest was just figuring out how to get into an industry that is, you know, dominated for the most part by men.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to mention that. So I know that was really hard and challenging. So we're going to come back and talk about that a little bit. I want to take a quick break and we'll see you in just a bit.
All right.
Classy, chic, cultured, custom group travel. That's the Exceptional Travel Destination Travel Club way. From Miami to Dubai and all the places in between, XTD Travel Club has you covered. Whether you're planning a vacation or staycation, here at XTD Travel Club, we believe your next vacation is only limited to how big you are willing to dream. Customized, all-exclusive, upscale travel for groups is what we do. Celebrating a milestone birthday, anniversary, or just want to get away with family and friends, but you want someone else to plan the trip? From the black car service that picks you up and takes you to the airport to the group dinner at your all-inclusive resort, well, our XTD Concierge Travel Service has you covered. And did we mention we offer installment payment plans on many of our packages? Well, we do. So we've got you covered there, too. You just tell us where and when, and we will take care of the rest. Visit us today on the web at www.exceptionaltravel.com. That's exceptional with an X. On Facebook at Exceptional Travel Destinations Travel Club, or on Instagram at Exceptional Travel Destinations, or call us at 844-XTD-TRAVEL and get ready to live, explore, and celebrate one XTD vacation at a time. Mention code EELVK10 and receive 10% off your first travel package with XTD Travel Club.
Welcome back to the E-Lounge. And if you're just joining us, we have a very special guest in the lounge today. We have Miss Gwen Hurt, the founder of Shoe Crazy Wine. Gwen, welcome back. Thank you again for joining us today. I have a question for you. I know when we went to break, you were talking about your biggest challenge that you've had in your business, right? And it made me think about, you know, just when you sometimes as a successful business person, we often look back over our process of where we came from to where we are now. And what I wanted to ask you, looking back over the process you've perfected, right, for making and distributing your wine, what is the one big piece of advice that you would give a budding winemaker that's trying to get into this business at this point?
Okay, so the biggest piece of advice I would give is to research and understand your industry. And the reason I say that as advice, because I didn't have that, is for myself. I actually got into the wine business based on emotion. It was either stay in my room with the curtains drawn and never getting out of bed and being one of those ladies that have newspapers and, you know, piled up to the ceilings and 100 cats. and I made the decision that, you know, this is not the life I want to live. So it was an emotional decision for me, and I lost a lot of money I was taken advantage of. So the biggest piece of advice I would give anybody in any industry is do your research on the industry that you're getting into.
So that
would be the first, yes. And be cognizant of people that are too eager to help you, So that would be the biggest piece of advice I would give.
Okay. And when you say that, be cognizant of people who are so eager to help you, it sounds like there's a backstory to that. You want to share that with us?
Well, yeah, because the person that I went into business with initially was just, he was the biggest cheerleader for someone that he'd never met. And I was in a place where, you know, my red flags, you know, were there, but I wasn't really processing them. And I was taken advantage of because of that. But The one thing I will say about my former business partner is that I thank him, because I wouldn't have been in the wine business without him. It was a harder road, but I wouldn't be there without him either. So it's kind of a catch-22, I guess.
Wow. All right. So if you're a budding winemaker out there and you're listening to the E-Lounge today, there's two big pieces of advice that Gwen said she'd give you if you're just starting out. One, research and understand the industry. And two, be very cognizant of the people who are eager to help you.
Yeah.
Too eager. Too eager for people who are trying to help you. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Be cognizant of those two things. You know, I was looking at your website and something really struck me. I kind of had to snicker to myself when I saw it because I always think about this when you said what I thought. And you said, in your philosophy, you say that the snobbery, you want to take the snobbery out of wine. Why do you think there is an element of snobbery and elitism that is associated with wine? And then two, more importantly, why do you feel the need to change that?
Well, it is, and I'll say that these are my experiences, so I'm not going to paint with a broad brushstroke. I'm just going to go on my experiences. Getting into the wine business, initially, it was, you know, if you don't know, you know, the terroir, and if you don't know this, and if you don't know that, and where the vines, you know, were cultivated, and which ones are attacked in which part of the country by the weather, then, you know, you just don't know wine. And therefore, you can't appreciate wine unless you, you know, you have all of that background. And if you just like a very, I'll call it very simple wine, nothing, you know, that's had a 99 rating or a 94 rating or anything like that, and you just want to enjoy a bottle of house wine, or as, you know, I learned to appreciate in Italy, jug wine, you know, that is kind of frowned upon. You're supposed to know what the terroir is and all these other things about wine. And it's very snobbish, and it tries to keep out the average wine consumer in that world. And people that, you know, understand and consider themselves wine connoisseurs and experts in wine, they tend to look down on those that don't. And that's where I say the snobbery of wine. And when
Absolutely.
You go into a shop, right, you go into a wine shop, and you just say, you know what, I'd like a nice red wine. And what varietal? Well, I don't know. I would like a nice red wine. And then they snicker behind their hand, like, oh my God, we've got someone here that doesn't know wine. I could sell her. Ad Dog 2020, and she would know the difference. It's that type of thing. And I just think that it has gotten just a little out of hand. And other than the French and the Italians, I don't think anybody else has the right to be snobbery about wine. In France, back 800 years, or Italy, and you know, when, you know, Moses was pouring wine, you know, or whatever. The rest of us need to just take a break, you know, just stop.
And that just really struck me, because I know I consider myself to, I'm not a big drinker at all, but when I do drink, it's a glass of wine. But I am by no stretch of the imagination an expert on wine tasting or even picking out a wine. So I definitely have gone into the wine shop and felt that snickery or that snobbery, if you will, when I don't know particularly what I'm looking for, and I'm just asking for a good red wine. So totally understand that. It just really struck me when I saw that, and I just had to kind of laugh to myself, because I've actually been on that receiving end of that. So it just kind of struck me, and I thought that was amazing that you said that, and that you're creating the groundwork to try to remove that snobbery out of, you know, out of wine. I think that's amazing.
Absolutely
amazing.
And the stigma that comes from, you know, and I will even put myself in this bucket as well. The stigma that people that like sweet wine have, there's a stigma associated with them. So I coined a phrase called soft palate wine. I actually trademarked that term because it hadn't been used in the wine industry. And I said, you know, because you like sweet wine doesn't mean you're not a wine drinker. You just like something that's a little softer on your palate. You know, you don't want the bitter. You don't want the bite. You don't want the oak. It's softer. You want a softer wine.
Well,
and
I will say that from now on, because I am one of those people, I like sweet wine. So I'll say I like the soft palate wine. I've got that. I'll remember that.
I like soft palate wine.
Exactly.
Steel fermented. A little sweetness on it. Absolutely. My mission was to bring the sweet wine drinker out of the closet and say, stand up. There's nothing wrong with liking sweet wine. And I didn't like sweet wine until I started selling it. I really didn't. I Blanc, I like the Cabernet, you know, and I tried to sell those, and nobody was buying. No one on the grand scale was buying. So I started to listen to my customer, and that's another thing. That's another piece of advice I would give. Listen to your customer. okay? Because you like something and your palate likes something doesn't mean that it's going to sell. And I'll give you a prime example of this. When I started, I was selling, I went to Bordeaux, France, and I came back with these beautiful French wines. I mean, the rosé, I was rosé all day before there was rosé all day. I brought in, you know, a French rosé that I put in clay barrels. So I had them put the wine in clay barrels that were like polished like glass, and it had this beautiful mineral finish. And I bring my wines into the U.S., and I'm like, okay, we are ready to go. And people would go, oh, they're okay. You know, I get the, it's nice, and maybe I'll get it for somebody for Christmas. But nobody was really buying them. They'd get a bottle or two. And I was in one of my customers. It was Kroger Supermarket at the time, the wine manager there. And she says, what are you looking for, Gwen? Are you looking for a fast nickel or a slow dime? And I'm like, what? I'm so disgusted right now. I've only sold 4 bottles. And we've been here 3 hours. And she goes, no, what do you want? And I said, well, I don't know, a slow dime. Leave me alone. And she goes, no, you want a fast nickel. And what you're selling is the slow dime. So you need to decide what you want out of the wine industry. Do you want to own a vineyard and coddle grapes? Or do you want to make some money in wine? What do you want to do? And Melissa, I'll never forget that, the look on her face. And then she kind of rolled her eyes and walked away. And it just stuck with me, though. And I said to my daughter, I think I want that fast nickel. That's what I want. And so I went about creating a sweet white wine and said, all right, I'm just going to create the sweet white wine. I used the Symphony grape and introduced it into the market. We sold 100 cases of Sweet Harmony, and we sold 2 bottles of Cabernet.
Oh, wow. And I was,
ding, ding, ding. Okay, I'm in this to make money. I'm not here to tell somebody I'm a wine snob and I'm a wine connoisseur and I'm a this and a that level something or other. I'm here to make money in wine. That's what I want to do.
And
so that's, changed my business plan. Yeah. And I brought in sweet sparkling, sweet reds. Oh, yeah. That's kind of what happened.
Well, that is amazing. That definitely speaks to my palate because I am definitely, I don't like the Chardonnays. I don't like the Cabernets. I am definitely a sweet wine girl. So that definitely, I have a soft palate. I will remember that going forward. Thank you for that. Oh, my goodness. Well, I know our birthday girl, Miss Kelly, is on the call. And I know she is clamoring because she's a true wine connoisseur. And I'm sure she is clamoring at the bit to get a couple of questions in. So, Kelly, you have a question for Gwen?
Yes, hey birthday twin, first of all.
Hey twin, I know, I love it.
Now this is, you know, this is perfect for me because, you know, you're my birthday twin. I love wine. You sell wine. I feel like we're sisters. We're sisters from another mother. Yeah. Like we're soul sisters. I don't know. This is meant to be. So key term for me here, when Shankar was talking about her questions, diversity and inclusion, because I kind of like snobbery. I kind of like, you know, I like the snobbery of it. I like the oaks and the peppers and the various notes. I love that stuff. And I think I you're right. You have to listen to your customers because you have all kinds. You have people who, you know, are on the left and the right of wine. They love the sweet. They love the, you know, the dry wine, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to know your customer. But what I wanted to know was, in terms of, you know, the where you like to get your wine from, I like to look at various regions, where it be Africa. You know, there's some wines that come from rocky regions, some from, you know, more sunny regions and all of that good stuff. I told you, I like the snobbery of it. So where do you like to, what region is your favorite region to get your wines from?
Okay. So my favorite region to get my wines from are New World. It's California, it's Washington State, it's Oregon, right? Because I'm selling to a customer. Now, if you ask me a question as to what wines would I buy for myself in what region, I would say a South African Meritage or Syrah, right? Or Australian Syrah, right?
Yes, I love that.
Okay, so let me tell you the difference between you, the snob,
and Sankara, the soft palate wine drinker. And this is something I've learned in the 7 years I've been doing this. You and I, okay, my birthday sister, we would go and we would buy, let's say, a South African Meritage, and we would go, oh my God, I just found this fabulous Meritage, and I want to tell my friends about it, right? And then you'd say, oh my God, I found this beautiful Australian Syrah. I mean, that just, you know, I don't know, sparkles on the palate, if you will, right? And you've got that little pepperiness from it. And then you would tell your friend, guess what? I also got this Syrah. Okay. And then we find something else. Now, let me tell you about the Sankara and my customer, right? Because she's my customer. They would say, okay, I found my sparkling peach mango by Shoe Crazy. And by the way, you won't be selling me anything else today. All right. I'm putting 8 cases in my cart, and I've had people put 8 to 10 cases in their cart and have, or have it shipped to their home. They're loyal to a brand to a fault. And that was when I said, when Melissa asked me, do you want a fast nickel or a slow dime? You and I are the slow dime that buy wine, right? Because we're always going to find that new next thing, that wonderful new wine. My wine drinkers that I sell to and that I produce these fabulous wines for, by the way, and I put no additives in my wine. I'm not trying to kill anybody with this sweet stuff. Some of the stuff they put out there should not be drank. So we're very clear and very careful about how we create our sweet wines. But that sweet wine drinker is going to be your customer forever. That's who they are. They're loyal to a fault, and they're never really going to divert to anything else. They'll try something every now and again. But once they find one that speaks to their soft palate, that's what they're going to buy. And that's the customer that I sell to. So I think that's the underlying difference. And I've learned this over the years, that that's the type of customer that you want if you're in the wine business to make money. If you're in the wine business to become a sommelier, to introduce wines to different wines to people at their dinner, their restaurant, or their hotel, that's a different career path. That's not the career path that I chose for Shoe Crazy. Right. That's what I tried initially and said, you know, I think that that's someone else's wheelhouse. That's not mine, if that makes sense.
I got you. Yeah. And please know, I don't discriminate. I love the left, the right, the in between. I have a soft palate one day. And
all right.
I like the dry wine the next. So I don't discriminate.
We're definitely birthday sisters then. There you go.
That's right. But I do enjoy, you know, pairing my wine. I do love, you know, trying to decipher the different notes that I'm tasting in the wine. You know, there are times where I just enjoy that experience, the whole experience of wine.
And that is absolutely an experience. We do a Friday wine, virtual wine tasting. And some days we're just having fun with wine, where it's just like a little crazy. And then there are times when I have someone that is actually a sommelier on our show, the Tipsy Sommelier, actually, and Benita Johnson, who also, I think she's with it 3 or 4, I can't remember which one. But we have those ladies on because we want your version, Kelly, of wine, right? We want to hear the notes. We want to taste the notes. What does it pair with? Why does it come from this region? And then we have the fun side of wine, which you say you're also all about as well. So you'd fit in our show either one of those, where we pair wine with shoes. We pair wine with hot, sexy men.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yes. So we have a little bit for everybody, a little bit of something for everybody. But yeah, it's this is what I like about wine. I always call it the intricacies of wine, because you can have all of that. You can have all of that. And it's so wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I tell you, you know, as I was listening to you and you were having conversation with the other ladies, I hear such a strength within you. I hear strength. I hear love. I hear life. I hear joy. And I just want to let you know that it comes across.
Thank
you. You've been through, you've come over, you're on the other side, and now you're just sharing your light with the world. And I want to appreciate you for that, my sister. Thank you so much for what you give.
Thank you. It gets me a little emotional. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
Oh, I feel it. I feel it, because you don't get to where you are without going through something. and learning from it and becoming stronger from it. So I just wanted to recognize that in you, my sister, and let you know I feel you.
Thank you. I hate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Come to our warehouse in Petersburg and have some wine.
Yes, 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 yes. We will have to do that, honey. Me and all the girls, we're going to do that.
A private wine tasting. We got Portuguese wine. We got Spanish wine. Oh, yeah, and we have shoe crazy.
What? We are so there. You know, we got our travel experts on the line. They'll hook it up for us.
We got y'all covered. We got y'all covered.
That's right. That's right. Hey, listen, it has been an absolute joy to have Miss Gwen Hurt with Shoe Crazy Wine with us today here in the E-Lounge. And listen, we all month of April, we've been talking about cool jobs, cool careers, cool businesses. And this has definitely been one with Gwen Hurt. Shoe Crazy Wine. Hey, Gwen, can you tell us how people can get in touch with you?
Okay, so we www.shoecrazywine.com. We also have a live virtual wine tasting every Friday from 7 to 8. If you follow us on Instagram or Facebook, you'll get a little pop-up that says we've gone live. It's a great show. Myself, my daughter, and two other ladies in wine. It's fun. And we try to, you know, we try to contribute a little bit sometimes. So shoecrazywine.com or on Facebook or Instagram. Look us up.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much again, Gwen. That is it for this evening's E-Lounge. Please join us next time here in the E-Lounge. Until then, please stay blessed, be safe, and look here. Grow a little bit. Scale your business. Do a little something different. Have some wine.
Wine.
Awesome wine.
I love it. It.
Thank you, Gwen. Have a good one, everyone. See you next time.
Take your sheets off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind. Elevate yourself to your best life. E-Lounge, E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to